Welcome to the Neuromyelitis Optica Spectrum Disorder edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the NMOSD community.
Hello, and welcome to the Rare Care Podcast. This is your host, Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're in Boston, and our guest today is Gabriella Romano, a clinical research coordinator in the field of neuroimmunology at Massachusetts General Hospital. And we're here to talk about Gabriella's new initiative, Rare Vision, which brings together artists with rare neuroimmune disorders. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your project, but first, how did you get into this and why?
Well, I am a mother of a child who was diagnosed with a rare disease back in 2014 when he was 20 years old in college, and it reoriented my life. I began volunteering in the field to raise awareness of these rare neuroimmune disorders. And then when Dr. Michael Levy was recruited to Massachusetts General Hospital, I started to work with him.
And your son, Max, has MOGAD.
My son, Max, has MOGAD.
Would you explain what MOGAD is? And first of all, what does it stand for and what does it manifest? How does it appear?
MOGAD stands for myelin oligodendrocyte glycoprotein antibody disorder, and it is one of those autoimmune disorders of the central nervous system that at random can attack the optic nerves, the spinal cord, and or the brain stem.
So definitely not a genetic disease.
Not a genetic disease at all. An autoimmune disorder, we don't know from whence it comes.
Right. And unlike neuromyelitis optical spectral disorder, which primarily affects women, there are no ethnic or gender considerations for MOGAD, correct?
That's correct. MOGAD affects men and women pretty much equally. It touches people who are as young as 2 years old and into the elderly. It has no racial preponderance. And so it's a disease that really has only been diagnosable since 2017 in the United States. And so there is very much left to learn about MOGAD. And so it's a place where research is happening very actively.
And before we talk about your initiative, can you explain for our audience what you do exactly at Mass General?
So I really do two things at Massachusetts General Hospital. One is that I work on research and studies around a group of rare disorders, including NMOSD and MOGAD. We do database and we do questionnaires and surveys, and we participate in clinical trials. And in addition, I do some fundraising and some communications work for our team.
Amazing. And so when we talk about rare neuroimmune disorders, how many diseases are we referring to?
Well, there are quite a few, but we specialize really in NMOSD, MOGAD, transverse myelitis, and encephalomyelitis, encephalomyelitis, and ADEM, which touches children.
And MOGAD, how many people have MOGAD? How rare is it?
We're still counting because it's such a new disease, but we think it's between 1 to 3 of 100,000 people.
So that's actually more common than NMOSD.
Yes, we are finding it to be about 3 times more common than NMOSD.
And yet we don't hear much about it.
That's correct. That's partially because I think it's such a new diagnosis. There's still so much to learn. And
right.
We do not have any FDA-approved drugs for MOGAD.
Right. And so what are the symptoms of MOGAD, and does it affect life expectancy?
The symptoms of MOGAD include optic neuritis, which is inflammation of the optic nerve. Transverse myelitis will be inflammation of the spinal cord in usually more than one vertebra, and it can also touch the brain stem. It is treatable at this point with some off-label medications, including IVIG or CellCept. And right now, there's some clinical trials for drugs for MOGAD.
IVIG is also used in myasthenia gravis, right?
IVIG is used for a number of autoimmune disorders, yes.
Right.
MOGAD, in most cases, doesn't affect lifespan, but when it hits the brainstem, it can.
Actually, this initiative, Rare Vision, is for basically people with diseases across the spectrum of neuroimmune disorders,
right? That's right.
So tell us about Rare Vision. What is it and where did you get the idea?
So Rare Vision is a group of artists who have rare neuroimmune disorders who are contributing artwork to a website and an exhibit that we'll be holding in Boston in order to benefit research in the neuroimmunology clinic at Mass General Hospital. The artists are people who have essentially invisible disorders, mostly that nobody in their world has ever heard of. And some of them use their art to communicate about their experience and to share what they go through on a daily basis with people who might look at them and know nothing about what they have and what they go through. On the other hand, there are other artists who are involved who may have been artists from before they got disease and who do their art despite and outside of their disease. But they're all people for whom art has become central in their lives as a way of expression. And the fact that they're contributing their artwork to a benefit is extraordinary to me. And I'm enormously grateful to the artists for their contributions. But many of them now are leading full lives because of past research into their disorders that enabled them to get medications that handle their symptoms and or to stop disease progression.
How did you seize upon the idea of art as a way to bring awareness?
So it was very simple. I actually realized that we had a patient who had MOGAD, and I read about a person in Pittsburgh who has NMO, who became an artist when he was diagnosed. And it just occurred to me that, wow, maybe we should do an art auction. And I called them and they were interested. And from there, the idea grew into something where we had an exhibit in Boston as well as a website from which people can buy art right now.
So it's strictly local.
That's right. Okay. Except that our website makes it not only national but international.
Right. How many artists are involved?
I think there are 20 artists who are involved right now.
I wanted to get back to MOGAD since this is the disease that your son has. Patient advocacy organizations that represent those with MOGAD, are there any?
Yes, there actually is one that's called the MOG Project that was founded also by a woman who herself has MOG. And when she was diagnosed, nobody had ever heard of it. She didn't know what was going on. It took her a long time to be diagnosed. And so she started an advocacy group for people with MOGAD.
Well, we have 1 minute left. Any final thoughts?
I think that art brings out the humanity in the artist as well as the viewer. I think that the expression that artists create through their work is something that expands our own appreciation and understanding of life. And to concentrate an exhibit on artists who have rare neuroimmune disorders, I am hoping will illustrate and expand people's understanding of what they go through and what they live with every day.
Wonderful. This is a very nice way to end on that note. We've been talking with Gabriella Romano, who's a clinical research coordinator at Mass General Hospital here in Boston. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.